We'll start maybe with you, Seamus, and just an outline of what exactly is happening next Sunday down in Mallon. We have, first of all, a senior and a junior mile event.
That's correct, Chris. It starts off with a senior mile race, and then we have a junior mile race, and then at 11:30, like I have to say, this starts at 11 o'clock, and then at 11:30 we have the 5K road race and around Mallon, and this is going into its 7th year, and it's grown to be a very, very popular event. And if I just give you the records, like we have all the, there's all the prize money and all that, but there is the records of the, if anybody wants to try and beat these, the junior mile was set by a young guy called Ben Ferran from Lagan Valley in 5 minutes and 23 seconds. And in the junior women's, was Mary Theresa Doherty from Inishowen AC in 6 minutes 12. And then we find a lot of senior athletes double up for the 5K, so they come down and they do the mile race first. And one of them guys was Patrick Brennan. At the time he was running for Letterkenny AC, and he went off and set the mile record, which currently stands at 4 minutes 27. And then he went off and ran the 5K in 15:26. And you know, so there's a little bit of competition there. So if anybody fancies coming down and trying to break those records, very welcome.
Now, there's been an explosion in the interest in athletics over the last few years, and no doubt it has helped to swell the numbers. Can you tell us a little bit about the actual course for people who may not know the Mallon town area?
Well, Mallon, it's famous as it was, what once tidy towns always does well. It's a beautiful little course, actually. It's set, it starts in the Mallon for the mile. It's actually just in and out. You go over towards Cairndona and then turn and come back into Mallon town again. And then in the 5K, that sets out the Glengarry Road and does a loop and finishes in on Mallon town itself. So it's quite a challenging little course, and but scenic as well. So it's and if it's a good day, it's, you know, PBs can be done on the time.
Now, an important aspect of the whole event is that it's a fundraiser for the RNLI, and Gertrude Houghton is here from Mallon RNLI, and we hear always throughout the year about how much great work the RNLI do, and no doubt you see that there's a great response in terms of people getting behind events like this.
That's right, Chris, there is. Just as you said, all the funds raised on the day go to the RNLI, and sometimes as well the Irish Coast Guard. But Seamus here as well is a member of the RNLI, so he has helped us out over the years as well with fundraising, doing discos for us and things like that there. But, you know, we're surrounded by water where we live, so it's a great cause. And, you know, people, I mean, we know every day of the week there's great causes now people are fundraising for, but really, locally, people do come out on the day and support us. And we've raised a lot of money over the last 22 years for the RNLI.
And so, Seamus, the whole community spirit always becomes evident in something like this as well, doesn't it? People come out.
As you know, you do a bit of run yourself, Chris, and I tell you, maybe you would come down yourself and try the 5K. The last time I asked you, you thought you would take part in the race. So this time, I think I'll hold you to it. You'll come down and do the 5K. But I think it's great. The athletics has gone crazy. And it's great to see all these towns and all these events taking place. And this event here now, it's special to me because it's for the RNLA, and you know, and I'm a member of the Lough Swilly Lifeboat there, so we're the Mallon crowd and around the show in Glengarry area, they do some fabulous work in raising funds, and you know, we always appreciate that in the RNLA. And you know, come down, it's a great day's crack. And an extra bonus is we've got the RNLA mascot coming, Stormy Stan. So I just was told today he tours around all nationally and at these events. So he's making an appearance on the day, and great for the kids to come and see that as well.
Now, Gertrude, it's important to important to point out also that there's a walk as well, and no doubt you'll get a lot of people taking part there.
Yes, hopefully we will. It's not all about the running, because not everybody is into the running. You know, and Colin, our sponsor, Danish Pharmacy, that's one thing that he's always been very much behind from the start. He wants a fun day for families to come out and enjoy themselves. So what we have found over the years is we get our locals, families, people who have never maybe taken part in running or walking before, coming out to support this good cause and having fun, you know. We're very lucky. We're a small community, but at the same time, we've got a lot of facilities. And the place where we'll be starting from is the Mallon GAA Centre. It's just literally through the town at Connolly Park there. So, I mean, that's a centre supported by the community, and they give us the facilities where we can set up, take enrolments, and people come back there afterwards for the prize given, get a cup of tea or coffee. And I think maybe, again, because of where it is, we get support then from all the community, all families coming, and we really encourage the walkers to come out as well. It's not all about the running. Please come and walk as well.
And Seamus, important to point out that there's, like in many of these races, there's various age categories and various different prizes as well.
Yeah, and what this year is that the first male and first female, they'll get the prize money, but not only that, their club will also receive €100 for the club, that, like, which is a great help to athletics clubs in any area. But as I say, it's just a fun family day. You have people who are out to get PBs, and then there's ones that maybe have just going to run their first 5K. And we had a big event in Carndonagh there recently, the Cowstie 5K, which, you know, this is ideal for them to come along and keep the running up and try this 5K on the day.
And finally, Gertrude, just to reiterate it, it's a €10 race entry for all participants, and that money is all going to the RNLI.
Yeah. And for the last, I suppose, again, going back, this is our 22nd year raising funds. The road race is only going 7, but we've always done something. We had a raft race for years and years, and we've extended out to the 5K, the Mallon Mile, because Colin from Inish Pharmacy again came in behind us to support that. And this year we're having a knockout competition. It's on a different day, the 2nd of August. So again, all those funds raised go directly. We have a small committee. There's 9 people actually there for the last number of years. It was started off by a man, John Holt, who would have been the main instigator for raising funds for their RNLI. And if you ever travel around any of the piers in Donegal, you will see Wear a Life Jacket. He was the instigator behind that. And he's done a great job in promoting that. So that's how we all got involved. And since then, we've been there trying to promote safety at sea, and hopefully people get the message about the life jackets, but also then about the good work that's done in the water, saving lives, and that's our main aim.
And finally, Seamus, if anybody wants more information, what's the best way to get it? Is there somebody they can contact?
Yeah, well, if they go on to Inishowen Athletics website or Facebook page, and there will be details on that, you know, and as I say, come down. It's a great event, and hopefully the weather's good, and it's a fun-filled family day in Mallon Town.
So just to recap, next Sunday the 26th of July, what time would you need to be there if you're registering?
The registration will be open from 10, but okay. Like, you know, but if you get registered before 10:30, and you know, and then join the atmosphere, and you're ready for watch the kids get, you know, because I think it's great to see the kids running and giving up this is support of the kids, because they're the future, you know.
And of course, guaranteed sunshine the whole day.
Guaranteed. Well, especially in Mallon.
We look forward to that. We wish you every success. So that's next weekend, the Mallon Road Races. Get down early. The races getting underway around 11 o'clock, and registration before.